11 through 13. Let me refresh your memory. We read those verses a few moments ago. But verses 11 through 15 says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living." This morning we're going to talk about just what did he lose? Just what did he lose as in the prodigal son? Let's pray, and I guess you already are seated, so let's just pray and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, that you bless Father God this time this morning, and I pray that you speak to me now, Lord, through me for these next 20 minutes or so, Father, 20, 25 minutes, in Jesus' precious name, amen. And just what did he lose? As we talk about the prodigal son, we always talk about of the afterwards part of the story, afterwards. But there's something I think that's very interesting that happened, and it happened before he ever left, before he ever took his journey. He had this choice to make, and he didn't make a very wise choice, of course, as we know the story. But I think something very interesting happened here. The Bible says the father divided his goods among the sons. He divided them. He divided them among the sons. And then it tells us that it was just a few days before the son then actually left and took off. How many days, we do not know for sure, but it says not many days after. And then it's evident then it was just a few days probably between his decision to leave and the day he actually did leave and take off. Now, we know how much love the father probably had for the son. I think we get a pretty good idea of that based upon the story. He loved the son greatly, so I don't think it would be stretching it too much to assume that perhaps the father had some talks with his son before he left. Probably tried to talk him out of it, I would guess. And so I don't think it'd be a stretch to say that. Now, what would the father would not, I mean, he would want to convince his son of what the consequences are going to be if he's going to leave. I mean, here's the thing. It's going to be a foolish decision, son, and he's going to let his son know that. And so I think he wants to let him know the consequences of his foolish decision. So I think he probably had some talks with him about it and probably explaining to his son not only the bad that he would encounter in the far country, but probably perhaps all that he would have to sacrifice by leaving. All that he would lose, in other words, by choosing to leave. And I think the father probably had some talks with him about that. And I think we can see some of those things restored to him upon his return. So we can imagine probably the earnest pleadings of the father with him before he ever left in those few days that took place between the times he divided up the goods to the time when the son actually left. And we're going to talk about that this morning, of some of those things that he sacrificed and what it would cost him by the bad decision that he made. And by the way, the same thing can be true for us by choosing to make a bad decision like he made. And let's just talk about what did he lose this morning. Number one, he would lose his robe. He would lose his robe. Imagine the father explaining to the son something that the son had probably previously taken for granted growing up in the father's house. I mean, he always had that robe, didn't he? His father was a powerful man. When someone saw one of his sons wearing the robe, they're far less likely probably to assault one of his sons, knowing the protection that the father was upon him because he wore that robe. He probably said, "Son, when you leave home, you can't take this robe with you. It's only good for one who's living in the confines of my household or within my household. That's all it's good for. Not good when you leave. So if you leave, you cannot take the robe. You will leave robeless. You will be vulnerable to the elements. You will be vulnerable to attacks. You will be vulnerable because you will not have this robe. You've never had to fight on your own before, son. You've had my robe, And when they saw my robe, they knew I was a powerful man and the protection of your father was with you. They left you alone. But you don't have that robe anymore. The protection of the father won't go with you when you leave. You're going to lose it by leaving. That robe has been your protection against enemies all these years. You didn't even necessarily realize it when you were around and you wore it, but it's been what's protected you and what's kept you safe as you went about. They stood ready to attack, and they saw you come, and then they saw that robe you were wearing, and they held themselves at bay, son, because they knew whose boy you were, and they decided to leave you alone. So if you leave, son, you're going to lose the robe. You've had it all this time growing up in my household, and you've had the protection that's gone with it, but you're going to lose it. It's no longer yours if you choose to leave. What else did you lose? He lost something else, or he would lose something else. Number two, he would lose his ring. He would lose his ring. What was it that the father placed on his finger when he came back? A ring and a robe, didn't he? Yeah, he lost a ring. What was the ring? It was like a credit card. The ring was used, the imprint on it. It was used at the market to make purchases in the father's name. That's what the ring was good for. He may have told his son, hey, son, when you leave home, that ring cannot go with you. You will no longer be able to ask for things in my name and receive them. You lose that, son, by leaving home. You better think about it, son. That ring's pretty important. When you go into the marketplace, that ring's valuable, son. It goes a long ways to help you. But son, by leaving, you're going to lose not only your robe, but you're going to lose the ring. Up until now, my son, you were able to merely make a request known to me. And although there were times when I said no, far more often, son, I said yes at your request because of the ring that you had. And I bestowed upon you some of my most earnest possessions. My wealth is much farther reaching than what I can divide between you and your brother. My wealth is in the land that I possess. Leave the land, son, and the wealth is limited. You won't have access to all that wealth by leaving the land. But son, if you decide to stay in the land and continue to yield to me in the land, you will end up with more wealth than what you'll ever be able to spend in your lifetime. Right. It's true. Amen. He's going to lose a robe. He's going to lose his ring if he leaves. So the preacher, what else would he lose? Well, I'll give you a third thing this morning. He would lose his shoes. He would lose his shoes. Slaves and servants didn't wear shoes in those days. It was a luxury that only the finest of families had. It was a luxury that only the masters and their families enjoyed. Shoes were worn to protect their feet from the roughness and ruggedness of the ground as they walked and traveled. Without those shoes, his feet would step on things that would cause him pain, unlike anything he had ever experienced, because he'd grown up his whole life wearing shoes when he went outside. Now he wouldn't have that benefit. He's going to have to lose his shoes. Can you hear the father say, son, take off your shoes and walk out there in the wilderness for a while and see how badly your feet hurt after walking with no shoes. Let the thorns and the stones cut your feet to the point where you can barely walk. Today, you wear the finest leather sandals on your feet, son, but out there, you will lose your shoes, and you will no longer have them. You'll have to walk without the protection. So he's going to lose his robe. He's going to lose his ring. He's going to lose his shoes. What else was lost by his leaving? Number four, he would lose the fatted calf. He would lose the fatted calf. Maybe the father said something we've all said before. Son, You will not know how good you have it here until you go and discover what it's like without these things. Son, you're going to discover what it's like when the fatted calf's gone. You're going to see what it's like when it's lean. You're going to see counterfeits. You'll be left to feed on that which now you would not even touch or dream of eating. That's what's going to happen, son. Not only will you, normally you wouldn't touch it, but now you're going to touch it. You're going to eat it. You're going to come subverted to it. That's what's going to happen, son. You've been used to the fatted calf all this time. You've been used to having a robe for protection. You've been used to having a ring to get you access to things and wealth unbelievable. You've been used to having shoes that protect your feet while you walk. And you've been used to eating the fatted calf. That place at the table will be empty. And as much as it will feel empty without you, you will feel empty without it to eat at anymore. Think twice, son, before you walk away from it. You'll remember it with a bitter fondness, son. One day you'll have your own family and you will always feel the delight of those family dinners as you carry them on with your family. Out there, son, those moments will merely become a bitter reminder of what you lost when you decided to leave. You're going to lose a lot, son. You better be careful about making this choice. Oh, son, there's something else you will lose if you choose to leave also. Number five, he would lose his joy. He would lose his joy. The silly laughter at home sure beats the filthy laughter that the world offers. Amen. The father may have reminded him of the times that they had sat at the table after a good meal and fellowshipped. Son, remember the funny stories we shared? Remember how we relived events from the past or even from the day? Remember how we reflected upon sweet memories, son? We enjoyed the sweet laughter and the silly things. Maybe one of the animals did or poked fun at ourselves over some goofy thing that we did or something that went on around our household or around our place. It was the laughter and delight of a family, the fun of it. You will no longer laugh, son, with the innocent or at the sweet humor of the home and the happiness that you found here. Laughter, son, will no longer be filled with joy, but rather with cynicism. You're going to lose a lot, son. My son, have you heard of what they laugh out there in the far country, the things that they laugh about? It's not a shared laughter of love, son, but a forced laughter of perversion. Son, the world makes merry to try to find joy. But here at home, we make merry in our joy. And the same thing's true for you. The world laughs at perversion. The world laughs at filth. But in your family, at your household, you can laugh at the sweet and the innocent things and enjoy the fun and the fellowship of the family. But the world doesn't do that. The world has to laugh at filth. That's what's funny to the world. The world has to have a filthy sitcom with filthy jokes and perverted insinuations. That's what they have to laugh. Amen. The people of God don't need to have that to laugh. The people of God that live for God don't have to have those things. He's going to lose his joy. You won't have your Christian joy if you step out there and you leave. But wait a minute, son, that's not all. You're still going to lose something else. I mean, after all, right now we got the fact that you're going to lose a robe that offered you protection. You're going to lose a ring that offered you access to be able to get into my wealth and my world and get many things that you could never get on your own. But son, you're going to lose your shoes that would have protected you while you walked out there in the wilderness from the thorns and all the stones and rocks and the hardness of the ground and all those things. You're going to lose that too, son. But also, son, you're going to lose the fatted calf. I mean, eating at our table, I tell you what, it's like nothing else. But you're going to go out there and you're going to eat at the world's table and you're going to find that it just doesn't taste so good anymore. You're going to see what the leanness is out there at people's tables. Not like at our table where the fatted calf is what we feed on. But son, you're going to lose your joy, and then son, also you're going to lose the father's affection. He would lose his father's affection. Now, we know that we cannot be separated from the love of God. Amen. So he would not lose the father's love. The father's still going to love him. The father's still going to love him immensely. But wait a minute. being separated, though, by losing, he would lose the affection of the Father through that separation. The Son would lose the loving kindness of the Father. Not because the Father was withholding him, but because the Son would no longer be there in order to be able to receive it. If he's away in another foreign place or land, he would not be able to get that to him. Perhaps the Son had reached a point where his Father's affection embarrassed him, or he felt maybe he had just simply outgrown it. Imagine a young man going off to war, and there they are in a foxhole, thousands of miles away from home. What do they always remember? The hugs and the kisses of the parents, and long to have them again. When he comes home and he sees Dad, he loses all his silly pride and allows him to hug him and kiss him and to embrace him again. Did the Father say to the Son, "Son, I know how you may think it's corny now, how much I love you. Maybe I've embarrassed you. Maybe you think you've outgrown it, but you have no idea how much I wish that you just stay here so I could continue to wrap my arms around you. You have no idea how much I wish that I could enjoy that affection again." Some of you who've lost a parent can know and realize how you wish you could have that affection from them again, but they're no longer here for hugs, kisses, and fellowship and times of laughter. They're no longer able to be able to enjoy that. But wait a minute, prematurely the Son will lose that by choosing to leave sooner than what he should leave. He's choosing to leave home too soon. It's going to cost him. He's going to lose that. The Father says to him, "Oh, my Son, maybe someday you'll know that my affection is merely an overflowing symbol of an eternal love for you. You will miss my affection, Son. I know that you will." Maybe some of these conversations took place in those last days right before he left. But even if they didn't, the fact still remains that all of these things were true. He would lose all of this. All of it. The Son perhaps never took thought of the known benefits he was giving up for the unknown fantasies for which he thought he was longing for that were away from home when he left. His foolishness had overtaken him, maybe to such a degree that he probably never realized what he actually had had until he was gone, away from it, and he lost it all. How about you this morning? Maybe a young person you're contemplating leaving on a long journey. Maybe even an adult you're contemplating leaving away from the Father up in heaven. Leaving away from Him. Oh, you can't lose His eternal love, and you can't lose your salvation if you're born again, washed in the blood. Amen. It's forever. However, you can get yourself away from God. You can get yourself away from some of these things the Father offers. Are you living in the in-between stage of accepting what your Heavenly Father has given you and the enticements of the world? Are your bags packed? Are you almost out the door this morning? Before you open the door and walk away, would you mind taking a moment to consider what you're leaving behind? Are you going to be sure this morning it's going to be worth trading the known blessings of the Lord for the unknown hopes of what you think you will gain in this world? Allow me to make a suggestion this morning. Before you go into sin and turn your back on the Father, why don't you go alone and spend some time in prayer with Him? Think about what He's already given you this morning, amen. Thank your Father and then tell Him you are willing to give it all up so that you can enjoy sin for a season. You tell Him that. Think twice about it. Think of the robe of righteousness that you will no longer be able to protect, have the protection from, for the sins you thought you'd never commit. Murder was never an intent of the prodigal son. The prodigal son who lives a life sentence in prison somewhere. They maybe never thought that. Maybe they were born and raised in a Christian family and accepted Christ one day. They never thought as they left home and they got away from the things of God that they'd end up in prison for committing murder one day. There's people out there like that. I'll guarantee you they never thought that. They didn't go out with that intent when they first left. They didn't think, "I'm going to go out and kill somebody." No, they didn't think that. They didn't think that at all. That wasn't what crossed their mind, but boy, they fell so far. And faster than what they ever thought they would. And before they knew it, they fell into it. Without the robe, you'll be vulnerable to the sins that you never imagined could overtake you one day. Think of the ring of provision that you no longer wear. Now you can go to the Father and ask for the things that you need and even want, but you know your Father, and you know your Father hears you. But think of losing that. Once you walk away from Him, oh, He still loves you. But you're not going to be able to ask and receive from Him anymore until you come back to Him. You're going to lose that. That ring. That access it gives you. Think of the shoes that protect you as you walk in this rough and weary world that we live in. Now you will face the roughness of life's world without those shoes. You'll be on your own when you leave the Father. You won't have that anymore. Think of the fatted calf. Of the goodness. The goodness He's given you. The goodness He's given me. The goodness that we so often take for granted. But once we walk away from the Father, we'll lose that fatted calf. We'll lose it. Remember what they did when He returned in the story of the prodigal son? They killed the fatted calf, didn't they? When He came back home. He lost it, though. What did He eat while He was out there? Same slop that the hogs ate, didn't He? Yeah, He lost that. The purest and sweetest of God's delights suddenly give way to the distasteful things that will be thrust upon you by those who live in the far country. Those who live in the far country. You'll feel the pangs and hungers that you never felt before when you walk away from the Father, the blessings that He holds. Think of the pure and sweet delight and the joy that you had when you were in harmony with your Father. Your heart truly knew the merit that you didn't deserve that you got. The favor that was upon you. The blessings of being in your place with your family. Remember the fun times and make sure that you really want to lose them. To fulfill your lustful desires. When you walk away from the things of God and you walk away from the family of God. When you go out on your own and you leave it behind, you'll lose the fellowship of the church. You'll lose the fellowship that's there because you walked away and left it behind. Oh, as a family together, we get together and guess what? We laugh at the things that are sweet and innocent. Those are humorous to us. Not the same filth that the world laughs at. Not the same filthiness that causes your family to be shipwrecked and to fall away into sin. We don't laugh at that filth here. That's what they laugh at there. That's what they'll laugh at when you go to the job tomorrow. That's what they'll laugh at school tomorrow. But that's not what we laugh at here. No, we laugh at the sweet and the innocent here. And it's funny and it's humorous and it's enjoyable and it's joy. Most of all, thank God for the love of your Father. He loves you and He wants to shower you daily with His sweetness and affection. He wants you to have that affection. But He cannot do it if you leave His presence. You won't have that affection. Oh yes, God will always love you. But are you really willing to live away from that love in the pit of sin somewhere? Oh, but you say, I can always come home and all of those things will be restored to me, right? Yes, you may or may not come home, though. And if you do come home, the Father will be waiting. Just like in the story, He was waiting for that prodigal son. And He will restore those things to you if you come back home. But before you go, ask the prodigal if it was worth losing those things, even for a season of his life. Life is precious. Do you really want to lose a day of those benefits, let alone a season of it like he did? Be in tune with the Father and you won't have to lose it. I think if we could receive an answer from the prodigal son, we would hear him say, I wish I had listened to my father and never left home. And all those benefits that I had and I took for granted because I'd had him living in the Father's household all those years. How about you this morning? How about you? What will you be willing to lose? Let's stand to our feet. What will you be willing to lose this morning? With our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning, let me ask you this. Maybe you're here this morning, you say, Preacher, I don't know for sure.